Jamestown Summer Parks program available. $8.5 million awarded for airport infrastructure grants. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department's Healthy Connections Park program is underway. The Healthy program is held at Meidinger, Leopold, and Nikias Park on weekdays.
It is a supervised play program, so it's not a child care program, but it's a supervised play program where we have staff in the parks leading activities and engaging in games, and you know, they might play cards or do arts and crafts or kickball, whatever the group's looking for that day.
Executive Director Amy Walters says the program runs through August 5th, and another exciting part is the free summer meals that are served at each site.
Through Great Plains Food Bank and the Summer Meals Program, and that is from 11:30 to 12 each day at those locations, and then we also serve at Two Rivers Activity Center.
The North Dakota Aeronautics Commission has finalized approximately $8.5 million in state infrastructure grant allocations to multiple public airports throughout North Dakota. The funds were awarded to 68 different public use airports throughout the state for 165 individual projects. The Jamestown Regional Airport received around $21,450 for crack sealing, runway design, and electrical rehabilitation. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And the organization that operates the power grid that serves 15 upper Midwest states in the Canadian province of Manitoba has issued an advisory for potential rolling blackouts due to the shortages of electricity supply. But the chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission says the state should be okay. Julie Fedorchak says she met with CEO of the Midwest Independent System Operator and asked about the potential for rolling blackouts. Fedorchak says the CEO said North Dakota would not be in a load shed situation.
Just because where you're situated, shedding load in North Dakota isn't going to help with where things are tight. And you guys have so much dispatchable electricity generation in your state that you're not going to be short. So I think North Dakota is pretty well positioned.
That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.